said to me, I'm figuring out where to put, like, she must have an extra room where I can put a bed for when you come. I said, don't worry about me, I don't have to come. Oh, there's the university, or I'll come down. I said, oh, Jesus, better if I go, they don't come. But when they come down, there's more trouble. I could probably go from our airport. When I went to Milwaukee, I had to go down to Fort Lauderdale. Well, she paid for the cab, the car service, the carry over.
But even so,
that allowed her to drive.
Thank you.
Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to church this morning. Happy Easter to everyone.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter. What a glorious day. We were out here early this morning waiting for the sun to come up. And I believe it's safe to say we can call this our sunrise service. For those of you that slept in this morning, consider this your sunrise service today. It was a little cloudy this morning. We are so glad you're here visiting with us at worshiping with us at Lakeside United Methodist Church. I am Pastor David Branson. For any visitors or first-time guests we have today, we are so happy to have you in the house of the Lord today to celebrate this most precious day, the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Just a couple of quick announcements. We had a great Easter egg hunt yesterday, Easter extravaganza. We had 28 volunteers showed up. We're disputing the numbers of the people that were here, but there was somewhere between 75 and 100 people here yesterday, and we had a great time. We sure appreciate all the kids that come out. I see some of them here today, and we had a great time and a time of fellowship. So thank you everyone that helped out with that yesterday and participated in that as well. So what a great day we had for that. We are asking this morning, in your bulletins you'll see these connect cards. This is how you register your attendance with us today. And if there's any prayer concerns or anything that you would like for me or the office to get, this is the best way. If we put your information on here, we will be able to get you on our mailing list for a newsletter or any information that you may need from the church. So I encourage you to drop that in the offering plate this morning. Let's now prepare ourselves for our call to worship.
Good morning. Please stand as you're able for our call to worship. Christ is risen.
God steadfast.
Death never gives the final word.
God steadfast love endures forever.
Rejoice in this day of salvation.
God steadfast love endures forever. Hallelujah.
Please remain standing for the processional hymn, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Thank you.
here today. We're grateful for your love and mercy. It's all about you. It's all about Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Prepare our hearts this morning to worship you and to celebrate that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. Let's join our voices together and sing praises to our risen Savior, Jesus Christ.
This is the air I breathe.
Two more, Destiny and Tatiana.
Come on now, hurry up, run. One time you can run in church. You don't have scissors, do you? Or run. Come on.
Oh, you old kids, that's great.
Wow, this is awesome. Good to see you all.
Look, isn't that cute? That is so cute.
This is great. How are you all this morning? I didn't see any of you at the sunrise service this morning. What happened? What were you doing about 6:30 this morning?
Sleeping.
Sleeping? Yeah, I was too. What is today?
Easter.
What? You didn't know it was Easter? Yes, it's Easter. What happens on Easter? The Easter bunnies out there? Wow. Jesus was raised from the dead, wasn't he? That's what we're celebrating today. What are some of the things that we remember Easter for? What are some things that stick out to you that make Easter special for you? What is it? The candy, that's what I'm looking for here. Easter bunny, chocolate Easter bunny, Easter eggs. What? Give me something else. Jesus. No, this isn't about Jesus. This is about Easter eggs and Easter baskets and chocolate candy and jelly beans, right? Is that what Easter is about? Okay, we have mixed reviews. Is it good or couldn't be what Easter is all about? Well, that's kind of a trick question. But what we're wondering about today, I know some of you, if you were here yesterday, you got some plastic Easter eggs that had what? Some things in them? What'd you have in there? What'd you have in there? You had some candy, right? Toys. Some things to play with, to have fun with, to eat. Well, have you ever opened an egg and nothing was in there? Were any of those eggs you opened yesterday empty? An egg inside an egg. Well, what happened on this morning when Mary went to the tomb and when she got there, the egg was cracked open? What was in the egg? maybe loved ones that are sick, financial problems, whatever your problems may be today, just know that God loves you more than anything else, and that you guaranteed is in heaven if you only accept it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read off some names to you this morning that we'll be lifting up in prayer. I would encourage you all to keep these folks in your heart this week, as many of them are struggling with health concerns and different issues. Ruthie Rawson is recovering this week from hip replacement surgery. Her in your prayers. Betty Simmons as well. She was taken to JFK either last night or early this morning. So keep Betty in your prayers. Maria, Lena's sister in Jacksonville, who's suffering from cancer. Stan and Mary Hannah. Stan has Parkinson's disease and continues to progress. So just keep Stan and Mary in your prayers. We're praying for Carter, for his health this morning. For Jesse, and the good test results for her as well. And travel mercies. And for Catriona as well. Marlene, Jane Harden's sister, has gotten some more bad news about her cancer as well. So keep Marlene in your prayers. Mrs. Lawrence Friedman is in Broward Medical Center, not doing well. Rob and Sean, Christopher and Ken Friend, we're lifting them up this morning to the Lord. Lynn, who has fallen and injured her right hip. So let's remember Lynn in our prayers. Joan Davis, she's having a torn ligament now in her leg. Just prayers for her. Her sister Sandra Wallace, who has cancer. Selvern's sister Nelson, and her sister and her husband, who is dealing Derek battling cancer as well. So their family's been hit hard by cancer. Jennifer, who has had a spreading of her cancer now to her liver. A young woman, Jennifer, with cancer, has 4 young children, ages 1 to 10. We're lifting up Boston as well. Willows has lifted this up. She's from Boston, and just those who will be in Boston for the marathon and the victims of last year's bombing there. Patrick's Grandma Sharkey, is lifting her up for health concerns. Praise, thanking God for her salvation and knowing the next chapter. Amen. We're praying for Susan, who has suffered a stroke and is in a nursing home. Praise Rosamond and Rebecca Acosta, Teresa Wilhelm's daughter and son-in-law, celebrated their 3rd anniversary this week. So prayers for them as well, as they're in Bogota, Colombia. And praises for our church, our pastor, our congregation, and our choir. So absolutely, those things are all praises for us this morning. I know there's things on your heart. I know there's things that you need to bring before the Lord this morning. So let's now go before the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your heads with me? Heavenly Father, you've heard our needs this morning. But before we can do that, Lord, we need to just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, as we've lived out this week, this holy week, and throughout this 40-day journey of Lent, Father, we knew what was going to happen. We have read the rest of this story. And Father, we know that you were with us through each step of this journey. Father, as horrible as Friday was for us and for Jesus especially, Father, this morning we celebrate the resurrection. We celebrate eternal life. Father, without that tomb and the stone being rolled away and nothing being left inside, and Jesus appearing to his disciples and his followers, Father, we know that the story would have no meaning. His story up to this point could only be considered a fairy tale. But Father, with what happened on this morning, as Jesus no longer lay in the tomb. That is our hope. That is our only hope, Lord. Without that hope, we are nothing. We are lost and wandering this planet aimlessly. Father, we have no meaning without Jesus Christ. We have no purpose. Father, we are grateful for the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And not only for the sacrifice to remove our sins from us, but the hope of everlasting life. Thank you, Father. Father, we lift up our loved ones to you this morning, those whose names have been read here, those that go unspoken in our hearts, for situations, relationships, for things that we deal with each day, Lord, that takes us far from our journey with you. Father, I pray this morning that this time would focus us on what it means to be a follower of Christ. Father, we're grateful for this time. We're grateful for the gathering of God's people this morning in this church and in churches around the world. Father, as we got up this morning and the sun was coming above the horizon, that is our promise from you, that your Son has come and done his part for us. So, Father, as we pray together today, the prayer you taught your disciples, let us take its meaning even more into our hearts. Father, let us focus on these words now. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Sure.
Father, bless it. Let it be spread among your people in need. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Speaking with Pastor Peter this morning,
Preachers are always going to have a job. You know why? Our Sunday school lesson this morning said they didn't remember what Jesus had told them. Well, as pastors, we stand up here and our message is simple. We tell you the good news, but as Peter and I agreed, you don't remember. Well, today is to remember and to remind you that Jesus Christ has died for you and for me. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to read to you some familiar words this morning from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel from the Lord came down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now his face was like lightning, and his clothes as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here, because he's been raised from the dead, just as he said. Come see the place where they laid him. Now, hurry, go and tell his disciples. He's been raised from the dead. He's going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. I've given the message to you." With great fear and excitement, they hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. But Jesus met them and greeted them. They came and grabbed his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I am going into Galilee. They will see me there." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this beautiful day. Irregardless of what the weather is like, our mood, today is a day of celebration. Father, I pray a blessing upon this message, that we would be strengthened and encouraged to seek a greater presence with you. Father, thank you for this day. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. On February 27, 1991, at the height of Desert Storm, Ruth Dillo received a very sad message. The Pentagon got in touch with her and said that her son Clayton Carpenter, private first class, had stepped on a landmine in Kuwait and he was dead. Ruth Dillo later wrote, "I can't begin to describe my grief and shock. It was almost more than I could bear. For 3 days I wept. For 3 days I expressed anger and loss. For 3 days people tried to comfort me to no avail, because the loss was just too great." But 3 days after she received that message, the telephone rang. The voice on the other said, Mom, it's me. I'm alive. Ruth Dillo said, "I couldn't believe it at first, but then I recognized his voice, and he really was alive." The message she had received had been a mistake. Wow. She said, "I laughed, I cried, I felt like turning cartwheels, because my son, whom I thought was dead, was really alive. I'm sure none of you even begin to understand how I felt." You think those folks that came to the tomb that morning could have experienced some of what she's talking about? For some of those who walked the pages of the New Testament, they certainly would understand how she felt, wouldn't they? They had seen their Savior crucified and buried. They saw him nailed on a cross. They heard him cry out. They witnessed the death of their teacher, of the rabbi, of their friend. They watched as he bowed his head and said, "It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commit myself." That had to be horrifying for his followers. Friday and Saturday they mourned. They were inconsolable that their leader was now gone. But on that third day, As I said with the children, the Easter egg was broken open. And there was nothing inside. The stone had been rolled away. Lucky for them, an angel just happened to show up. Because as we discussed this morning, without the presence of the divine spirit, they all assumed that his body had been stolen. Somebody had come during the night and taken him away. Something that would have not been very dignified for Jesus. But as the angel stood there and told them, hey, you're looking in the wrong place. He is not here. He is risen. That's what we come together this morning to celebrate. Is our risen God. Our risen Savior. Every great leader, spiritual, political, whatever it is, famous person in the world. What's one thing Jesus doesn't have that they all do? They all have a tomb. They all have a gravesite. They all have a place where they've been buried. And their physical bodies are still there. But Jesus doesn't have that. Jesus' body was gone. It wasn't just his spirit. His body. Was missing. But his spirit was there. Paul has a tremendous testimony to the Corinthians when he speaks to them about the resurrection of Jesus. We know that we will all sleep. We know that we, not all of us, will sleep. We know that everything can change in a flash. We know that in the twinkling of an eye, everything is different. Everything has changed for us in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he had gone before his resurrection, the cross was only known as an instrument of death. Why today do we wear these nice little chains? I have one myself, so I'm not condemning any of you. It's pretty, isn't it? It's gold, it's shiny, it's nice, it's a decoration. We have a cross wall in our house that has lots of different crosses on it. But that cross is not what was represented by Jesus' death, isn't it? That cross was jagged wood, rugged wood. It's full of splinters. It was an instrument of horrible death. That wood would be soaked with human blood. As we wear this jewelry around our neck and our nice crosses on our wall, that's not what was depicted that day on Calvary. So terrible was this form of execution that the Roman Empire prohibited it to be used on their own citizens. It was only for slaves and enemies of the empire. The cross was not a happy thing. It was an instrument of death. But today, because of his resurrection, it holds a different meaning for us, doesn't it? Now it can be a beautiful thing. We wear it with pride around our necks. We put crosses on our cars. So when those other drivers honk at us, they'll know we're Christians. We wear it as a badge of honor today. It's not just a piece of jewelry. It's a symbol of hope. It's a reminder of God's love for us. Amen?
Amen.
Do you know sitting here this morning that God loves you more than anything? He loves you more than anything. And what about this tomb? Before this resurrection, a tomb, a graveyard, was a place of what? An ending. It was the end. It was a place of never moving. hole in the ground. But with this resurrection, we can rejoice today because there is life beyond death. As believers in Christ, that's our guarantee. It's not the final chapter. It's not the closing of a great door. It's not the end of everything. It's the beginning. It's a new beginning in Christ. Dale Evans once said, "I spent most of my life searching for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Then I finally found it at the foot of the cross." How many of us spend our lives out running willy-nilly here and there, trying to make another dollar, buy a new car, buy a bigger house, I need a new pair of shoes, doesn't match my purse. For those of you that don't know, that second one from the end over there, that's my wife. And I can feel her steely glare on that. Thank you, honey. All our life we seem to struggle to accumulate things. How many billionaires do you know that ever took their billions with them to heaven? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe that's the club over there. Maybe that's the country club. I don't think so. All those things that we think are so important today in this life will be meaningless in the next.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I agree. On this side of the resurrection, everything we see is temporary. Only the things we cannot see are eternal. Do you gain comfort in that today? Do you gain comfort in the things that you can't see?
Yes.
Yes, we should. What a difference this resurrection makes. Then there's the transformation of life itself. Do you read the newspaper? Does anyone read the newspaper anymore? You must be over, let's say, 70. I get it on my iPhone, you know. I just look at my iPhone and it gives me news updates. The stuff I need to know about, right? How much good news do you see in the news media? We see ferry boats sinking in Korea with innocent lives lost. We see natural disasters. We see things going on around us that, if we're not careful, can really be a bummer, huh? Really be a downer. How do you do about keeping a good attitude with all the stuff we see in our world? Child abuse, addictions, things that really tear God's heart. Do they tear at our heart as well? They should. They should make us want to do something about it. It should transform our life. There's diseases out there that have no cures. There are things going on around us that we have no ability to change. If we watch and listen very long, we can certainly be filled with despair, can't we? Is this morning about despair? Is our message today, as your preacher stands up here and gives you the same old song and dance, do you remember today what it's all about? Are you hearing it today with fresh ears, with a fresh insight? As Jesus' followers and disciples gathered that day, they couldn't remember what was said. They couldn't remember what Jesus had told them. We had the discussion this morning about women and men. Women seem to remember things a lot better than men. Is that my wife again? said amen. I didn't say that was a concrete. But they had forgotten what Jesus himself had told them, hadn't they? They had forgotten what the message of that day was about. The Old Testament writers, they knew about it long before, hundreds of years before. And his followers had read the stories, had read the story, and still they didn't remember. So that's why us as pastors can get up here every Easter Sunday and throughout the year and tell you how much God loves you and how much he is willing to give for each of you. And if you're without sin, maybe you don't need Jesus. Let's do a little survey. Anyone in here without sin? No. We can't do it. We can't do it without Jesus. We're all doomed. That morning when Mary showed up at the tomb and the stone had been rolled away and Jesus was gone, we're all in a world of hurt. We're in trouble. But folks, we're not in trouble. That's the transformation of death. Before the resurrection, death was the end. It was the final curtain call. It was all we ever had to hope for, was to have dirt thrown in our face. Bummer. Somehow I thought it would be so much better than that. It is better than that. But after the resurrection, when someone dies, we mourn because we've lost a loved one. But we should celebrate the fact that now they've gotten their reward. Death is only hard on the ones left behind. Is that true?
Yes.
It's hard on those of us left behind. But those that have gone on, they've gotten the prize. They won the lottery. They got the numbers. Someone slipped them the numbers and they won the lottery. Is that the way it is? You have to win it. It's there for your taking. It's a free gift. Are you leery of free gifts? There's always strings attached, aren't there? There's always strings attached to free things. My father taught me that. Nothing's free in this world. He's right about that. But there's something free outside of this world. In Henry Garrity's book, Portraits of Perseverance, he writes of Carl. He was a very rich man who owned a great estate. One of his favorite pastimes was riding horseback through his valley, looking at everything he owned and congratulating himself on his great wealth. One day, as Carl was riding along, he came over a hill, and in the distance, he saw one of his tenant farmers, an old man named Hans. It was lunchtime, and Hans had set a little table under a shade tree and was getting ready to eat lunch. But before he ate, he bowed his head, folded his hands in prayer to thank God for his food. Carl watched the old man as he prayed. Then he looked at his meal. It was only a slice of coarse bread and a piece of cheese. With a sneer, Carl said, "If that's all I had to eat, I wouldn't even bother to pray." Hans replied humbly, "It's enough, and I'm thankful that God has provided it." Amen. Taken aback by the old man's answer, Carl turned his horse and prepared to ride away. But before he could leave, old Hans said, "Wait a minute, I need to tell you something. I had a dream last night. In my dream, I saw a beautiful scene, and then I heard a voice saying, 'Tonight, the richest man in the valley will die. Tonight, the richest man in the valley will die.'" Poppycock. That dates itself, I'm sure. "Poppycock," said Carl as he rode off toward home. But as he was riding, the words of old Hans haunted him. "Tonight, the richest man in the valley will die." Up to then, he had felt quite well. But now he was beginning to experience pains in his chest. He wondered, could it possibly be true? Am I going to die tonight? When he reached home, he called his doctor and told him of old Hans' dream. enough of the pains that he had been feeling. The doctor said, well, it doesn't sound like anything you ought to be concerned about. But to put your mind at ease, I'll come over and I'll examine you. So the doctor did. After the examination was over, he said to Carl, you're as strong as a horse. Nothing's wrong with you. You're not going to die tonight. Carl said, well, I feel mighty foolish that I believe this old man's dream, that I paid any attention at all. The richest man in the valley couldn't die tonight, but I just wanted to be certain. So reassured, Carl went to bed. The next morning, there was a knock on his door, and a messenger said, Carl, old Hans died last night. Truly, the richest man in the valley died last night. We need to be aware of where our riches come from. We need to be aware of what we hold dear to our hearts. We need to be aware of where we put value. What in this life do we value more than God's love? We need to be aware of that. We need to focus on that. We need to accept the gift that Jesus Christ went to the cross for. If there's any of you here today that want to give your life to Christ for the first time, or to maybe just let God know that you're still hanging on to his coattail, that you're still wrapped around his legs, as we close with our closing hymn today, I would invite you to come to the altar. This altar rail is always open. But during our last musical piece today, my hope and my prayer for all of you is that you have Jesus Christ at the center of your life, that you have been made aware of the fact that God loves you.
He lives. He lives.
Amen.
Receive this benediction. Father God, thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for hearing us call on you, call out your name in our despair. Father, be with us today. Take us from this place and lead us on to salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, be with us. Let us celebrate this day every day of our lives. Father, bless us now as we go from this place. It's in Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.